If you have hyperthyroidism or Hashimoto's and are looking to save your thyroid, then you might want to take the 60-second Save My Thyroid quiz to find out how likely it is that you can save your thyroid. Upon completing the quiz, you will receive your thyroid saving score and a free report explaining your unique results, along with some things you can do to regain your health. To take the quiz, visit savemythyroid.com/quiz. Hey, this is Dr. Eric, and today's question is, can Graves' disease be cured? We need to keep in mind that Graves' disease is an autoimmune condition, and in a previous episode, I discussed what's called the triad of autoimmunity. So according to the triad, there's three components necessary for autoimmunity to develop. Component number one is a genetic predisposition. Component number two is exposure to one or more environmental triggers. Component number three is an increase in intestinal permeability, which is also known as a leaky gut. So because of that genetic predisposition, I don't like to use the word cure. Now, keep in mind, I've been in remission since 2009, and I feel like I've been cured. However, if I were to fall off the wagon significantly, then there is a chance that I could relapse. So just want to make things clear that I haven't been perfect with the diet, with stress management, with sleep since 2009, but I've been pretty good overall, and that's been good enough to keep me in a good, pretty good state of health where I'm feeling good. My thyroid labs are normal, including my antibodies, and I do get those tested at least once per year. And if I were to walk into an endocrinologist's office, they would not diagnose me with Graves. And so that's my goal when I work with someone with Graves' disease. My goal is to get them to the point where they're feeling great, where their blood tests are normal, their antibodies are normal. If we do other tests, of course, want those to greatly improve as well. And then for years thereafter to maintain an optimal state of health. I like to, again, use the word permanent remission, which obviously there's no guarantee that I will stay in remission permanently, but I feel that as long as I keep on doing what I have been doing over the years, that I will continue to maintain a state of wellness. So hopefully that answers your questions. For those who have the question, can Graves' disease be cured? And try not to be discouraged, because again, it's still wonderful to be in that state of permanent remission, which again is the goal when I work with a patient with Graves' disease. Just keep on working on diet, stress management, doing things to improve sleep and just reduce your toxic load. And that will help you not only to regain your health, but to maintain your health in the future.
Thank you for listening to the Save My Thyroid podcast. If you haven't done so already, please hit subscribe to stay up to date on the latest thyroid health related topics. And if you'd like to connect with others with hyperthyroidism who are also trying to save their thyroid, you can join Dr. Eric's hyperthyroid healing community at hyperthyroidgroup.com.
I want to let you know about a product called Hepatoimmune Supreme, which is a unique supplement that has a rare combination of N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, milk thistle, and schisandra to support the liver. And it also has a few mushrooms that can help support the immune system, including cordyceps, which has both immune modulating and adaptogenic properties and is great for those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. To learn more about Hepatoimmune Supreme, visit savemythyroid.com/liver support.